Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, February 5th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha through our articles, data, and advanced tools. Try it today at seekingalpha.com/premium. Our top stories today: Disney ups ante in streaming wars, Dow 29,000, and another round of Macy's closings. Leading today's news, Disney made a strong entrance into the streaming video wars, reaching 28.6 million paying subscribers on Disney Plus just 3 months after its launch. It took Netflix, the largest streaming platform, years to reach the number, though it currently has more than 67 million subs across the US and Canada. Other highlights: revenue and profit at Disney's film division more than doubled year over year to $3.7 billion. Though closing at Shanghai Disney and Hong Kong Disneyland due to the coronavirus could shave $175 million off operating income if they extend for 2 months. The Mandalorian will also return in October, if you were wondering. Disney is up 0.5% pre-market. In other news, down for most of the night, U.S. stock futures are now indicating another day of big gains, with the Dow pointing to an advance of 272 points at the open to retake the 29,000 level. Scientific progress toward a coronavirus cure is being cited as a catalyst for the latest movement, with reports suggesting researchers at Zhejiang University had zeroed in on two drugs to successfully fight the disease, as well as progress in the UK on creating a vaccine. President Trump also touted the Great American Comeback in his third State of the Union address, while we'll get payroll data from ADP and more earnings later in the session. Updating its guidance for Q4 and the years ahead, Macy's plans to close 125 department stores over the next 3 years in an admission that a fifth of its locations cannot succeed as shoppers move online. The retailer is also cutting 2,000 corporate jobs and abandoning a dual headquarters in Cincinnati for a head office in New York. Macy's will additionally test a new concept that will take it out of traditional malls by opening smaller outlets in strip malls, and will continue to look for profits from its real estate. Tobacco giant Imperial Brands has amended its forecast for growth this year as a U.S. ban on some vaping flavors leads to a drop in sales of smoking alternatives. Demand for the products has also been dented by adverse news flow and safety concerns following a spate of illness in the U.S. Meanwhile, the CEOs of Juul, Reynolds American, and NJOY are set to be grilled by House lawmakers today about rising youth vaping rates, the first hearing since the Trump administration announced a limited ban on vaping flavors. Giga Texas? Tesla's Elon Musk tweeted overnight giving two options, hell yeah or nope, in a survey set to last 24 hours. The poll garnered over 160,000 responses as of 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time, with nearly 80% voting in favor of the new Gigafactory. Tesla, whose shares have been on a major tear and yesterday topped $900, currently has two gigafactories in the U.S. and one in Shanghai. In November, it also announced plans to build its first European factory and design center near Berlin. As tech platforms prepare for the 2020 presidential election, Twitter said it will begin labeling tweets containing synthetic or deceptively edited forms of content and will remove any manipulated media likely to cause harm. Earlier this week, YouTube announced it would remove any content that has been manipulated or doctored and may pose a serious risk of egregious harm, while TikTok issued a broad ban on misleading information. Facebook is further removing deepfakes and some other manipulated videos from its website, but will leave up satirical content. Over the past week, Jeff Bezos has sold 905,456 shares in Amazon for more than $1.8 billion, according to financial filings. The disclosure comes as the company's market cap vaulted over the $1 trillion level following a robust set of Q4 results that displayed AWS strength and brushed off concerns about the cost of one-day Prime delivery. While it's unclear exactly where the money is going, in the past, Bezos has said he would sell at least $1 billion of Amazon stock a year to fund his rocket startup, Blue Origin. Shares of eBay surged nearly 9% late Tuesday after the Wall Street Journal reported that Intercontinental Exchange made a bid to acquire its marketplace business. The deal could value eBay at roughly $30 billion. Earlier on Tuesday, hedge fund Starboard Value called for eBay to sell its classifieds division, saying it would allow the company to focus on its growing marketplace unit. eBay has attracted multiple activist investors in recent years, including Carl Icahn, who pushed for its 2015 spinoff of PayPal. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and crude oil are all set to open in the green, with gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, the PMI Services Index is out at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha at seekingalpha.com/premium. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.